This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats speak of gun control, but they are silent on knife rampages and other crimes that don't involve guns. The many deaths that are caused by people that are crazy. Forget the implement. There was a knife rampage. The article says a man who was full of anger stabbed, slashed, robbed his way across two Southern California cities in a bloody rampage that killed four people, wounded two others, were apparently targeted at random. 33-year-old man from Garden Grove robbed more than a half dozen businesses, killed two men in his own apartment complex during a two-hour wave of violence. He was arrested as he walked out of a convenience store in a neighboring Santa Ana, dropping a knife and a gun he had taken from a security guard he had just killed. So in other words, a knife attacker killed a man with a gun. The violence was random. Needless to say, motives seem to be robbery, hate, homicide. Hey, I got one for you. How about just plain liberal lunacy crazy? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. People send me notes all the time. They'll say, Kevin, why do you blame things on liberals? Why do you blame it on Democrats and leftists? I'll tell you why. Let me give you an example in this case. Number one, armed citizens would have taken this man out. Liberals don't want you to have guns. Number two, the guy's clearly deranged. Clearly. He's probably got social media or 50 people around him to go, he is a time bomb waiting to go off. But you know what? Liberals don't want you to make him feel bad by calling him crazy, saying he needs to go into an insane asylum. So they pass laws that won't allow you to put him in an insane asylum because it may make him feel bad. He could have low self-esteem. So instead, they prefer that he go out, get a knife, and kill people. Not a gun. He took the gun off the security guard. What do you think this crazy man was going to do with the gun? Oh, by the way, did he legally get it? Kevin Jackson to you. You're listening to KJRadio.com. The problems that we face in this country are not because of pragmatic people. Pragmatic people put their own personal things aside. You may not have ever shot a gun, but you can understand the need for a gun, the need for people to have that protection. You may say, I never want to have a gun. I'm a pacifist. I never want to fight. But you can see that there are people who say there is a reason to fight. You may choose not to. See, a pragmatist says, so what? I'm a pacifist. I understand why people fight. So what? I don't like guns. I understand why people want to have guns. You can put yourself on the other side of an issue, not having it be your issue. I'm not into gay lifestyle, but if you're into it, I'll go, okay, great. You're wired in such a way that I don't understand. I can understand your pursuit of that type of a relationship if you're miswired. Oh, go ahead and get mad at me, gay people, for saying you're miswired. I don't care. What I'm telling you is, even with your miswiring, I want you to live the life you want to live. But there are people out there called leftists, and they get mad at you when you want to live your life, because whatever their lifestyle is, whatever their peccadilloes are, they want you to conform. You must not only, if you're not going to live it, you better doggone sure endorse it. So, knife-wielding guy, brought on by leftists, and if he did vote, guarantee you he voted for a Democrat. Democrats, Antifa, threatening Americans with hammers. Hammers, folks, more likely to be weapons of death than the dreaded AR-15, but the mayor of Portland does nothing about the violence. I guess the dozens of videos aren't enough evidence for him to declare Antifa a hate group. Or the Antifa gangs, easier to spot than a beefed Michael Moore, isn't enough evidence to say, you know what, these people are not out here for peaceful protests. The media continues its malfeasance, attempting to paint the best president in modern history as a racist merely because they lost the 2016 election. Democrats, crying racism at every turn, as anti-Semitic, Israel-hating, capitalist-loathing leftists attempt the lynching of everyday Americans, and they do it by bullying us. so-called representatives fight for everybody but the very people who voted for them. And I'm talking about the squad. All this to bring you this story, folks, a story about Richard Gere, another Holly weirdo elitist who decides to butt into something. And according to The Independent, in response to actor Richard Gere saying that North African immigrants should be permitted into Europe, Salvini, I believe of Italy, he said, given that this generous millionaire is voicing concern for the fate of open arms migrants, we thank him. He can take back to Hollywood on his private plane all the people aboard and support them in his villas. Thank you, Richard. Why am I telling you this story about an Italian Prime Minister, Salvini, telling Richard Gere to go screw himself and take those migrants with him? It's because America is finally exporting something that we should be exporting. We're exporting Trumpism. We're exporting people that say, you know what, we're not taking any more Middle Easterners, Northern Africans, anything else, anything that dare disrupt what's happening in our country. We've had enough. Trust me, folks, anybody who doesn't take this stance over the next few years in Europe is not going to win elections. People are tired of this. You think it's just an American issue about open borders? I beg to differ. The newly elected prime minister of Italy says enough is enough. It's happening in Germany, folks. It's already started in Austria. This identity movement. We are Austrian. We are Germans. We are Italians or whatever. Watch this show called Mossad 101 and see who declares themselves Israelis. It has nothing to do with your ethnicity. It has to do with your love of the country. That's what we declare ourselves Americans, the love of the country. When you come here illegally, you thwart our rules, our laws, and you war inside of our own country trying to put us against one another, you are my enemy. But if you fight for this country and you believe in the Constitution and what it allows you to become and create, as long as it does not thwart what we believe is the American spirit in one America, I'm all for you. But we don't do that. Salvini, who serves as Italy's interior minister, took issue with remarks that Gere made from the Mediterranean Sea where he was delivering food to refugees. Richard Gere, another Hollywood drama queen, putting on a circus show in Italy, doing his little part so he could pretend that he cares about the real issue. Well, he's been told. Put him on a plane. Take him home. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Class, it's time once again for the Blacksphere.net's Teachable Moment.
Teachable Moment.
If you'd gone to college, you could have really been something.
I could have calibrated those words different.
And so could Joe Biden, as we title today's episode, What if a Republican had said it?
The white community focusing on educating the minority community out there.
It's a privileged culture.
I spent last summer going through the black sections of my town holding rallies in parks, trying to get black men to understand it's not unmanly to wear a condom.
You're a man's man. You're a man's man's man.
Getting women to understand they can say no.
Well, I guess that makes our naughty parts tingle.
I got tested for AIDS. I know Barack got tested for AIDS. There's no shame in being tested for AIDS.
Everyone has AIDS.
If a Republican had said it.
Wow, that's a really good question, man.
If a Republican had said what Joe Biden said, the Democrats would finally be in favor of the death penalty.
You are terminated.
This ends up being what's called a teachable moment.
I've seen how these things escalate.
Find more online at theblacksphere.net. Class dismissed.
All right, everybody, welcome back. I'm not even going to talk about Joe Biden. I want to talk about the Clintons.
Hillary and Bill. Yeah, baby. They are over, politically done, fried, fricasseed, kaput. And the signs reveal themselves in interesting ways. You just got to know what to look for. That's why you listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, because we tell you how to look at things. For example, the fact that Hillary Clinton will not run again in 2020. Because according to Democrats, Hillary Clinton is the most qualified person to ever run and lose twice for the office of the presidency. So why not a third time? Isn't the saying the third time is the charm? Huh? The current front runner for the Democrat nomination, namely creepy sleepy Joe Biden, admitted that publicly he shouldn't have even been chosen over Hillary Clinton as VP. He was reclept. He was like, well, I don't know why Barack chose me. I mean, I'm happy to do it. Maybe technically Hillary's better. You can't find a clip anymore because Google scrubbed it. Because Biden is the new chosen one. 76-year-old Joe Biden, who can barely remember how to pull his zipper up. But he's the Democrats' front runner. Hillary Clinton declined to run. Was she so butthurt that she couldn't, you know, she was like, it would be too much for me to run again. I just can't do it.
Do you still get triggered when your fascist white barista asks you if you want black coffee instead of coffee of color? Then you need Obama Butt Balm. Guaranteed to relieve even the most butthurt, pansy, beta male tushy rash in your entire gender studies department. For a risk-free sample, just dial 1-800-BUTTHURT. That's 1-800-BUTTHURT.
What was it, 1-800-BUTTHURT? I think I'm going to order Hillary some now. 1-800-BUTT-HURT. Oh, man, these Clintons. I know Hillary Clinton had plotted to stay out of prison, so she couldn't really put a whole lot of focus on the running for president. Nevertheless, that never stopped her political ambitions before. The only thing that stops evil egomaniacs like Hillary Clinton is a complete and utter shutdown. I'm talking about you have to make it clear in no uncertain terms you cannot run. But anyway, we'll get back to that in just a bit. What about the former first black president, Bill Clinton? Remember the days when Bill Clinton, it wasn't even a party until the old Bill Clinton showed up. People would be just sitting around mulling, and Bill Clinton hit the party and go, "What's up, y'all?" Everybody go, "Yeah, it's Bill. Woo! Yeah." Not anymore. Democrats used to dote on Bill Clinton. Now he's roadkill of the Me Too movement. A relic, barely mentioned in political circles. And in fact, Bill Clinton is more likely to be mentioned with Harvey Weinstein or Jeffrey Epstein or some other sexual perv, which of course is only fitting. But the Clintons got a clue that they were yesterday's news when they tried their rapist and his enabler tour. You guys remember this, right? The tour kicked off in Vegas, but then it didn't because nobody wanted to see the Clintons in Las Vegas. They scratched the date due to poor ticket sales. So then they took their show on the road and they went up to Canada. And at that location, so few Canucks attended, the Clintons skulked out of the country with their egos getting a good butt kicking. And the only thing that saved that tour, if you want to call it that, was the death of Bush 41. And part of me believes that the Clintons may have killed the old man just to get the spotlight off of their failed tour. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Oh, my gosh. But then we get another sign of the Clintons' demise. And here's, I'll read this. The curtain will be falling early on a Broadway play featuring Bill and Hillary Clinton as the lead characters because of poor ticket sales. The play, Hillary and Clinton, which stars Laurie Metcalf as Hillary Clinton and John Lithgow as Bill, set to close on June 23rd, nearly a month before its previously planned close, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Now, you may go, well, it's only closing a month early. That's failure in Broadway. Scott Rudin was the production, the guy who produced the play. And you know what he counted on when he wrote this play? He counted on the Clintons being in the White House. If only the Clintons had won, Scott Rudin bet on the come. Because if Hillary Clinton had won, people would have come to see that fake news version of the Clintons' life, and that play would be the equal version, except the white side of it, of Hamilton. It would be the same thing. But they did manage to salvage some dignity from the play, because here's what I'll read this. The play cost $4.2 million to produce, and by the time it ends, it will have had 37 preview and 77 regular performances. And despite the poor performance at the box office, it earned a Tony nomination for Metcalf's portrayal of the former Secretary of State. But as I thought about it, it brought to me the scene from On the Waterfront, which was a movie back in, what, the early 50s, mid-50s, where Brando, who plays a guy named Terry Malloy, says, "You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a bum, which is what I am." Pick any city where the Clintons toured, thousands of empty seats. Now that play is rejected in New York City. How's that for some salsa?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump tells reporters he's open to negotiating with Iran's leaders, but only if they're serious about giving up their nuclear ambitions.
They can't do what they were saying they're going to do, because if they do that, they're going to be met with really very violent force. We have no choice.
President Trump speaking at a joint news conference at the G7 meetings in France. The president continues,
"We can have it done in a very short period of time. And I really believe that Iran can be a great nation. I'd like to see that happen. But they can't have nuclear weapons."
Former Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein on Monday pled not guilty to two new charges of predatory sexual assault in a New York state court. Weinstein's trial, which had been scheduled for September 9th, has been delayed until early next year as a result of the fresh indictment. Weinstein, who's out on $1 million bail, is denying all sexual assault charges. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Things can't get much worse for the Democrats. I mean, it can, but with all that we know, and you know what's coming, it's kind of, you know, this time reminds me of what my grandmother would say. Boy, you're getting a whooping when we get home. You know you've done something wrong, but you have to await the punishment. The Democrats are doing everything they can to get out of it. What do you remember what you did when your mom or dad would say, "Oh, you're getting your punishment when we get home." And I don't know if your parents were a spare the rod, spoil the child, but mine were. My grandmother gave butt whoopings. Okay, end of story. No timeouts or nothing. I was never put in timeout. Okay, you got your butt whooped. So long story short, what did you do when your grandmother would say, "Oh, you wait till we get home"? You are on your best behavior. Now, if the Democrats were smart, they would go on their best behavior. But they haven't. You know what they're doing? They're still acting out. They're still rolling around on the floor going, "I want my candy. I want my candy." And their candy is the impeachment of Donald Trump. I'm sorry. I just got a visual of Nadler and Schiff throwing a tantrum in the middle of Kmart, you know, or in the middle of a Walmart. You know, with pacifiers in their mouths. We want our impeachment. Anyway, it's time to come home. And let me just tell you, good or bad, whether you were good or you were bad, in my family, you still got your butt whooping. Now, if you were good, your butt whooping didn't last as long as a couple of licks. But if you still threw a tantrum and you were all sullen and all that, the butt whooping lasted longer. It might last a minute. And let me tell you, getting two licks, my grandmother just, yeah, mad. It might last 3-4 seconds. But you get a minute of a butt whooping, that's one you don't forget. That's a long, my grandmother would grit a belt and just go to what's. And she was a strong woman. Oh, yeah. So what I'm telling you is, think of Trump as my grandmother. Think of the Democrats as being sassy, okay? Because they're about to get that butt whooped. But even with all that, that's the bigger problem. The bigger problem with the Democrats, and this is across all of the people, all of their candidates. The biggest problem they have, you got to carry the moniker of the Democrats. How far are you going to go when it is proven? I'm talking about beyond the shadow of a doubt. When the information starts coming back of everything that happened and what the Democrats did, if you have a D after your name in 2020, you are going to want to get rid of it. You're going to put mouthwash in. You're going to scrub your knife. You're going to take a shower and go, "I feel so nasty." Yeah, you're going to feel nasty. And it ain't going to be like the nasty girls of Elizabeth Warren. You're going to feel really bad. You're going to want to scrub that D, get it off. You're going to take your Obama, Biden bumper stickers off. You're going to take your I'm with hers. All that crap's coming down. Barack Obama Street will be renamed, used to be Baby Black Jesus Street. I don't know what you're going to call it, but it's all going to come down like the house of cards that they built. And worse than that, and I alluded to this the other day when I was talking to, I think I figured out what that scratching was. I alluded to this on a show the other day where I was talking about Biden, and Biden carries so much weight. He's got the weight of the Obama administration. It's going to come down on him like a ton of bricks. Okay? So he's got that. Then he's got the weight of being Joe Biden. Criminal justice reform. Creepy Joe. None of it's going away. It's on hiatus. It's like dormant disease, just waiting to come back up. And dare I say, it's cancer of the worst kind. So that's waiting. And then Joe Biden, who wants to pretend that he really wants to be president, that he's going to step into the ring and make it happen. The question now in his campaign among Democrats is, can Creepy Joe withstand the rigors of a campaign? I don't think he can. I think Joe Biden and I think Nadler, I think, look, let me put it a different way. By the time Donald Trump finishes his next term, he's going to feel like he's 40, and there are going to be at least 12 Democrats who die, including Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who very well may be dead now, for all we know. I'm not laughing at her death or potential of death. I'm laughing because we just don't know. The Democrats won't even let us know if Supreme Court justices are alive. Weekend at Bernie's bimbos. Anyway, I'm saying Biden, if he has to campaign against Donald Trump, it's going to be a Hillary 9-1-1. Do you guys remember what happened 2016, September 11th with Hillary Clinton? Do I need to remind you? Because let me tell you, Hillary had to be helped. Secret Service had to hold Hillary up, or she would have bumped her big old head on the SUV. On that protected SUV. She was trying to get in and she wobbled, and then she had a catheter or something on her leg, and the piece of that fell out, and the Secret Service just blink, they held her up. And even with that, it took two big old strong dudes to keep that heifer off the ground. I'm just saying. It was, Hillary had the flu. She very well may have, because I'll be honest with you, I thought Hillary would die before the election. I really did. I wrote a lot of articles saying, will Hillary survive the election? Oh, man. And then election night, let me put it this way. Hillary had to be in better health than I thought, because I figured election night would kill her. You know what I mean? Because Hillary was, I mean, just imagine, you know, everything that was done to make you president and you don't win it. I want you to understand, you're at the Clinton camp and you're going, forget the numbers. It doesn't matter what the numbers are. We're winning, and we're winning in a landslide, and the fix is in. I mean, you're in Vegas betting on a boxer who was supposed to take a fall, and you're like, doesn't matter. He could go 12, 11 rounds in 59 seconds, but he better fall in the last second, and he will fall in the last. What? He won the fight? What? These Democrats crack me up. Anyway, Hillary almost fell out. I'm just saying, if Hillary had fallen, she would have looked like old, what's his name, Harry Reid. Remember when Harry Reid's brother beat him up? He had that black eye. I mean, Harry looked rode hard and put up wet. Just go Google that picture. It'll give you a good laugh. The only thing that may, let me tell you, these are the funniest things that have happened in politics in quite some time. Hillary Clinton almost falling. The look on the faces of any Democrat on the night Trump won, and Harry Reid's black eye. Those are the top three. Maybe we'll do something about that. Anyway, Biden's been incommunicado, and they wrote this article. LMT Online said this. Because they were talking about Biden being incommunicado, the fact that he's not around during over the holiday weekend. Everybody else was campaigning. But Bernie said, I'm going to be at a barbecue. I'm going to be cooking up some vittles and what have you. And Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, all of them were reporting what they were doing. Biden, here's what they write. And here's former VP Joe Biden's agenda for the holiday weekend, according to his campaign. Joe Biden has no public events scheduled. Those seven words, I'm reading this, are becoming familiar for the Biden team. Aside from a campaign swing right after announcing his candidacy, Biden has kept his head down while his rivals rush from state to state to state. Even when he has held public events, they have included only a handful of questions from voters or reporters. The light public schedule reflects the unique position of his campaign, advisors say. With near universal name recognition and high favorability among Democrats, the former VP does not need to introduce himself to voters like nearly every other candidate. And as a leader in early polls, he can attract media attention without splashy events. Sounds very familiar to what they said about Hillary Clinton. Oh, everybody knows Hillary. She doesn't need to go out with splash. All those Trump rallies with all those thousands of people, they're just looky-loos. They aren't really going to vote for Donald Trump. Yep. But there are risks, this person writes. Voters in the early primary states, especially Iowa, with its caucus system that rewards on-the-ground organizing, want to see candidates personally and often. And there's the danger that Biden's schedule could reinforce a word Donald Trump is already using to describe his candidacy. Sleepy. I don't know if I was Biden, I would want to put sleepy and creepy together. Sleepy, creepy Biden. Biden campaign says it's not going to happen. I have zero worry that any voter will leave a Biden event with doubts about his energy, says his deputy campaign manager. Well, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to make a prediction, first of all, that Biden's not there. I've already done it. That Biden is not going to be the candidate for the Democrats because he doesn't have the energy. And I've already said on multiple times on this show, his own people, the left, are going after him for some reason.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The dismantling of the Democrats is occurring right now. You can feel good. You are going to have an amazing Christmas. By the way, happy freaking New Year again. You're going, Kevin, what are you talking about, bro? We're halfway through the year. What did I tell you guys at the beginning of this year? I told you I'll tell you Happy New Year all year long. Merry freaking Christmas. And I'm not talking about the one coming up. I'm still celebrating the one from last time. Oh, Kevin, it was a bad year. We lost the midterms. Don't worry. We're getting it back. Nancy Pelosi is going to get the gavel taken from her again because you are going to be joined by millions of other people, Democrats and independents, who have finally seen the lid blown off of the Democrats' problem, the Democrats' issues, the Democrats' lies, their scandalous, vile behavior. And there's a guy who's going to be the undoing of them. Now, there's already a guy who's been the undoing of the Democrats. His name is Donald Trump. Yeah, Donald Trump became president And that started it all. And I'm going to remind you, if Donald Trump hadn't become president, boy, I want you to think about everything we would be going through right now. It would be ugly. It would be fugly. That's what we would call it, fugly in the vernacular. I won't tell you what that means, but it would be fugly. All right. But Donald Trump passed the baton to A.G. Barr. And Barr's laughing in the face of the Democrats. Ha, ha, ha. Gyrating on them. Yeah, ooh, take some of this right here, baby. Yeah. He's gyrating. He's taunting them. He's mooning them. I don't know. Use whatever you want. But he doesn't care about them. Barr's like, you know what? I got you guys in ways you... Barr has access to all the information now. And he is a very smart man. I'm presuming this. I'm just going from what I've noticed. Because he's called foul on this crazy Russian farce, the con job, for a long time. Even before he was ever considered. He had written about it. That's what the Democrats didn't like. He called foul on this. How could we possibly let him become AG? He's like, because I'm smart. I use common sense. I call foul because there was a foul. So they went from Trump to Barr. But they're gonna have a new name, a new person to go after. And his name is Durham. The Connecticut U.S. attorney assigned by Attorney General Bill Barr to investigate the origins of the Russia probe is very dialed in and asking all the right questions. This is according to people who are familiar with this story. They're saying this dude is wound up. He's focused. He knows exactly what he's going to be doing here. This is not good news for the Democrats. Can I get an amen from you conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? Do I need to get on my preacher robe and get somebody to come douse my forehead with a handkerchief? Because I feel like I need to preach right now. I feel like I'm a preacher. Man, Durham. Bull Durham. He's going to end up getting a name. Was that movie Bull Durham with Kevin Costner? And Susan Sarandon, who's come around, right? Yeah, look. Oh, you know, I was just aside. This is an aside. Robert De Niro is getting divorced from his black live-in woman. Now, they were married once before. She left him, got remarried. So, but De Niro's now getting another divorce. They say he's worth $500 million, worth $500 million. He don't want to give that black lady her money. Yeah. So, we had a prenup. In Hollywood, wait, aren't you supposed to be able to get around that stuff? I hope Robert De Niro loses half that money to that sister. And I hope she comes out and says, he's the craziest person I've ever met. I don't know why I was with that fool. I don't know what's going to happen, but I just thought you'd get a kick out of that. Hey, we're celebrating good news. Merry Christmas to you. I just gave you a little early Christmas present. Look, I don't cheer for the demise of Robert De Niro. I don't celebrate the idea of divorce, that he and his significant other can't work it out. I don't celebrate that for anybody. That's a terrible thing for anybody to go through. If you ever had to go through that, you wouldn't wish that on anybody. But what I will tell you is, if it's going to happen to somebody and he's going to lose that kind of coin like Jeff Bezos, I'm not going to feel sorry for him. And it isn't because I've been divorced. It was horrible. You know, it's a strain on all kinds of relationships. Stuff that I still go through with my kids. You know, crazy stuff. Lies. So I wouldn't wish it on anybody. But if it is going to happen, and in my case, I'm going to tell you something. It was completely misplaced. My ex was, I can't even tell you. You know, she thought I was hiding money. I'm like, I wish I knew where it was. Because I go get it. You could send private investigators. I would be happy to give you half of the money that we find that you think I've hidden. I'd give it to you because I need it. I mean, I was in a strange situation living with a friend of mine. It was crazy. I don't wish it on anybody. Now, De Niro ain't gonna have that problem I had. He's got a lot more coin. But, hey, anyway, he's facing the music. Let me move on. So, Durham. Durham has been getting briefed on the four corners of the investigation into the FBI's use of the FISA warrants, among other issues. He's 68 years old, got appointed last month by Barr. Let me tell you, folks, the cake The Democrats are going to hope it's cake that hits the fan, because I'm going to tell you right now, it ain't going to be cake that hits the fan. Yeah. It's going to be bat guano, because those crazy son of a guns are about to get a taste. They said, news of Durham's high-level engagement in the probe days after Barr said he had not received answers from the intelligence community that were at all satisfactory in the early stages of his review into the origins of the Russia investigation. In fact, probably have more questions, and some of the facts that I've learned don't hang together with the official explanations of what happened, Barr said during a CBS interview. Folks, you're about to see a can of kick butt opened up on the Democrats that they have never felt. They're going to feel like they got kicked by an elephant, by a quarter horse. Poof. What kicks harder? I don't know. The one that kicks hardest, that's what they're going to think they got kicked by. I love it. I don't know how you feel, but do you sense vindication approaching? Do I need to get up in your face? I'm asking you, do you sense vindication approaching? Huh? Carl, you listen to the pro. I know you listen. Well, Carl may not listen because I'm out at KYKN. They replaced me with Sebastian Gorka.
Sebastian Gorka, radio, how are you? We're talking about all things public policy and Donald Trump. Enjoy that, Gorka.
I like Sebastian, but I don't think he's a better radio show than mine. But, you know, I ain't blaming him. It's not Sebastian's fault. It is what it is. They said, Durham is specifically reviewing the FISA warrant obtained by the FBI to surveil former Trump aide Carter Page, as well as general issues related to the surveillance during the 2016 election, matters flowing from the FISA process. Well, let me tell you what they're going to find. I'm going to put on my soothsayer fortune teller hat for just a second. They're going to find that Barack Obama was involved with the FBI in a corrupt endeavor to have a coup of Donald Trump, to prevent Donald Trump from ever being the president. And by the way, Barack Obama is going to have a pretty difficult time getting out of the idea that he wasn't. Barack Obama said multiple, Donald Trump will never be president. He will never be president. Donald Trump. He was asked, point blank, well, this is not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And you know why he said it? Because he knew everything he had done to prevent Trump from getting. So here's what I'm trying to tell you. When you get Barack Obama in front of a congressional here or whatever in court, and he said, people ask him, well, why were you so sure at this time? And they're going to start presenting evidence that links Barack Obama to the FBI and this crooked thing. Watch what he says. Now, here's what I would suggest leftists get prepared for. Get prepared for getting the biggest, hardest kick, if you're a guy, in your crotch, unprotected, that you've ever felt. Because if you put all your eggs in the baby black Jesus basket, and when they start cracking those eggs in front of your face, I want you to start asking yourself, how much of this are you going to still stick with Obama? When they prove to you that he did everything within his power, his presidential power, to weaponize his government against Donald Trump, what are you going to do then? What are you going to do when you find out that Jim Comey orchestrated using that dossier, knowing it was fake, that Clapper and Brennan, CIA and national intelligence leaders, were complicit in this, that they fooled the FISA courts into believing that there was a reason to investigate? What do you think all is going to happen? Because I've asked this question in another way. I said to Democrats, what if what you believe isn't true? And what if everything we're saying is? See, I was talking to a friend of mine about, he says, Kevin, you're an amazing debater, man. How do you do it? I said, I always put myself on the other side. I always ask, what if they're right? And then I try to convince myself that they are. Well, in this case, the Democrats aren't.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.